I always knew this day would come. I held him off for years. He's a relentless son of a bitch. Won't stop till he finishes the job. Death is coming for our family.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. I am Scott, and with me is my I can't even figure out what I'm going to say. Joe.
I am.
Oh my
Joe.
God, that was terrible audio. Sorry, everybody.
And with you as always is my that girl that I married.
I was actually trying to set up a thought for this movie franchise, and I was going to say the discoverer of death's design. I couldn't get the words out.
You're causing a ripple in death's design, yeah. Scott.
I was like, I hope you understand the rules that death's design, because it's very important for every single person who comes into your life at all times.
Oh my God. All right.
Oh yeah. Hello, everybody. This is a before and after reviews where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after, spoiler free, as much as we can. We can't promise anything.
Nope.
Just like this franchise, we can't promise anything.
No promise is being made.
Yeah. Tonight we are seeing, Final Destination Bloodlines. It stars Tony Todd and Breck Basinger.
Yeah, she's cute. Where have you seen her?
She's Stargirl.
She's Stargirl. That's right. She's adorable.
It was directed by Zach Lebowski.
Lepofsky and Adam Stein. Zach Lepofsky and Adam Stein.
Ah, you know, the directors of such wonderful things as Leprechaun Origins. My question to you is, how many horror movies do you think have bloodline or bloodlines in the title?
Oh God, there's so many. I mean, I know Hellraiser.
Hellraiser 4, Bloodlines.
Yeah, what else? There's got to be tons more, because I feel like every horror franchise has done this crap with this Bloodline shit already.
I only have four. I can only find four. Can you believe that? Although I think that Paranormal Activity Kin.
That's the same biz.
I think it's the same thing. They were just getting clever
with it. Don't be a smartass.
So we got Pet Cemetery 3, Bloodline. We have Wrong Turn 5, Bloodlines. Tremors 5, Bloodlines.
So crap. That's what you're saying? Crap.
I love that. A lot of them are part fives, actually.
Oh,
I think that's kind of funny in itself.
Crap. It's what it is. Any movie that has Bloodline in the title is crap. Okay? And I'm telling you this with 100% certainty that this one is also going to be crap.
I don't mind Hellraiser 4 as many people hate it. I don't. I know the director removed his name from it. That's pretty bad. But it does. Yeah. It does have Adam Scott killing people in it.
That's an interesting
thing. So here we are. We preparing for this movie. I didn't prepare enough because obviously I didn't have anything to open with, and I completely went blank on that.
You know, you've been a little under the weather, so maybe you're just all mixed up. You know.
Yes.
But it's okay. I got you.
Well, we prepared by rewatching all the movies, which we only have seen all once, except for part two.
Part two I've seen the most.
Yes, we've seen it more times than two, at least.
Yeah.
Everything else, no. One time, maybe theater watch or rental.
Yeah, yeah. And I can tell you, with 4 and 5, I was barely paying attention the first time because I didn't remember anything.
Yeah, rewatching those, they really blurred together.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
But we were going to rank them, and I think that we both agree on our ranking of the movies before the new one comes out. Mm-hmm. I think that we agree that 2 is our favorite.
Okay, 2 is hands down the best one.
I think that part 5 is the second best.
What?
Yes.
Okay, see, I told you we were going to be disagreeing on this.
Oh, I didn't think we would. Because
number two, okay, number two has the best death, the best deaths, period. The fence, the pane of glass, the ladder through the eye, and the best opening scene with the log truck, all that.
It does definitely have the best opening.
And it's left an impact, I think, most of the time when you're driving on the highway and you see a truck like that.
Oh, yeah.
You say, this is some Final Destination shit. So it has left an impact on that.
True, but here's the thing with two. It has some of the worst dialogue you've ever heard.
It does.
It's terrible.
But it's still the best of all of them so far. And I'm going to say number one is the next best. Ooh. I'm going to tell you, I really don't think, I don't like five.
Five is actually very decent. Like, I'm shocked. It has a great opening death thing. It has interesting characters. It changes up the game a little bit. It does some new stuff, which I applaud. And it is far superior in writing and dialogue than the previous two from it.
Well, okay.
That's why
we disagree on this.
I definitely think five for me is number two, and three, number one is number three. But then.
Okay. Well, you say number one is your number three, but I say number three is my number three. Wow. Because I like the roller coaster of death, that whole thing.
I think that opening is terrible.
Well, hey, in this one, we got some good death scenes. We had at
only
least
the
we
last
had...
after nail gun. Is the
no,
best part.
They had some good ones in that one, I think. And then, you know, when we had boobs, we got boobs. We never get boobs.
I guess we did get boobs.
Not in any of the other movies have we gotten boobs, but we got boobs.
But we both agree the worst one is number four.
The worst one is number four, and that's the racetrack.
That is awful.
Hands down, the most unlikable characters.
I couldn't care less about anybody or anything that's going on in that film.
Really cheesy effects. Yeah. Really cheesy.
Oh, the so, 3D, the pushing
of
the 3D,
3D is so
awful.
Bad. It was just awful. CG, gore, yeah. Terrible.
They do it a little more in 5 as well, but
yep.
5 is actually, it's actually trying with the 3D. It's not going overboard with it. They're doing some stuff with it, but it's clever. It's not like that. The yo-yo in Friday 13th Part 3,
oh,
which
yeah.
Number four of this series, is it four? Yeah, four of this series does overboard in your face 3D
yeah,
stuff.
That's the racetrack.
And it's all terrible looking. CG, it's awful.
Awful, awful.
I would say that is definitely the bottom for me. I'm shocked that you're saying about number five, because I watching that the other day, I was like, this is not bad, actually.
The bridge collapse gets, you know, it comes in at number four for me simply because there's some really gruesome death scenes. I don't care about the characters at all. I didn't give a shit.
I will say this, if I can, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say that I feel like the characters in that one actually react to people's deaths more like human beings than any of the movies. A lot of these movies, I know in two, there's a couple people react pretty good. There's a couple sequences like the elevator and the kid's death. Mm-hmm. People react to it really well in that movie. And then the rest of them, everybody's just like, eh. Sean William Scott's like head gets cut off. Eh. Moving on. A girl just hit by the bus, a scream. Moving on. Yeah. And then in part five, everybody's like messed up. Like this one guy's girlfriend dies in that. And he's obsessed with it. He can't get over it to the point where he's willing to kill somebody.
Right.
To save himself. And I'm like, that is the most unique of the whole franchise. And it took five movies to do something with it, which is insane. Besides the mousetrap kills. So I think that movie is definitely more interesting. I will agree though. And there's also the cop is trying to figure it out, which is like the question in these movies. Like, where is everybody?
Yeah.
There's two FBI agents set up in Final Destination 1. That go nowhere.
That's
they never,
true.
They just disappear from the film.
That's true. They do. They're just in there just because, you know, they have to interview the kids after they survive this.
I feel like those two characters should have come back in this franchise.
I think so, too. But then, I mean, really,
just because I've seen some stuff, you know, that makes sense.
That's true. I mean, but trying to, like, make any sense out of any of this is crazy. It's just, it's crazy, but...
Well, we always have Tony Todd there.
And we always have Tony Todd there.
The late, great
the coroner,
Tony Todd.
Yes. Yeah, man, we lost him too soon.
Very sick during the filming of this movie, so, yeah.
He's in this, and, I don't know, I'm gonna be sad, but, yeah, that's my ranking here. I say number two, then one, then three, then five, and then four. That's my ranking. I think four, the racetrack one was a piece of shit. I hated it.
Yeah, I don't think there's even a, there's no way to disagree on that, I think.
So where do you think that part six is going to roll in?
I'm hoping it's going to be at least smack dab in the middle.
I hope so. I mean, we need, here's the thing. I want gore. I want the, you know, gruesome death scenes, because that's what Final Destination is about.
Yeah.
But I don't want this over CG garbage.
I don't either.
You know?
And I will say that not only do I not want it, I want more practical. And sometimes the movies do it and sometimes they don't. And we've seen some really cool, clever uses of practical and CG together in movies recently. And I'd really like to see that in this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how you make this franchise. I know this movie's going to do something new with it. They're going to try something new, mm-hmm. thus the title.
Yes.
And I'm going to give them credit. I know some people don't want that. They just want a mousetrap kill movie.
Mm-hmm.
I need a reason to fight the thing. You know, I'm like, I need a reason for characters to do the things. Otherwise, it's pointless to watch.
Yeah, so this is what I'm guessing, because just to follow up what you're saying here, it's called Bloodlines, which means that somebody has to be some kind of ancestor to one of the original players, right? So...
I don't know how much this is going to connect.
Did Clear Rivers have like a cousin that maybe she passed along the whole, you know?
Well, unfortunately, I've seen the trailer, so I know that this is like a person that was affected, and it's like their family bloodline is getting affected. So maybe everybody in these movies who's having a vision is a part of the family.
Well, that's a lot of people, because one person in every single movie has that vision. So except it was for
Clear.
First.
Clear actually had some kind of weird, like she had it from someone else.
Well, Devin Sawa had it.
But she could feel what he was feeling.
Yeah, because she was like an empath or whatever.
They never really went into that enough.
No, yeah. They didn't go into that enough. But then, you know, since this is called Bloodlines, we have to assume that there's going to be some ridiculous plot where there's some ancestor that had this gift of, like, you know, foresight or some kind of premonitions or horseshit. It's going to be ridiculous.
The cool thing here could be that we're going to get two different time periods. You know, we're going to get, like, maybe present and past, and they're going to tie into it.
All right, I'm fine with that. But
Something different.
Just bring the gore, because, I mean, if we have characters that we don't care about, that's fine. It's been done before. I don't care. Just hack them up. But I want the cool death scenes. You know, you got to make it innovative, because some of these death scenes in these movies were freaking awesome, especially in part two, which is my favorite one, with the fence and the ladder and all that shit. Like, it was good. That was good.
That girl from Bates Motel gets the airbag in the head with a pipe. Unbelievable. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks awesome. They did a really good job on part two. And like I said, that set the precedent for Traveling on the Highway, that movie.
Yeah.
Because that's still, everybody thinks of that shit when they go on the highway and they see a truck that's a little sus. You know, it doesn't look too legit, swerving around with logs and shit. Yeah. So it left its mark, that one. So we'll see if this one does any better. I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. I'm not hopeful.
I mean, look, there's easy ways to fix this. Better characters, better acting, better gore, better special effects. And you go,
fix that dialogue, because all the dialogue sucks in the last couple.
There's no way to write good dialogue about death following you. It's like, you know, every time someone, even Tony Todd delivers those lines, it's like, your voice is amazing, it makes sense, but God, it is terrible. Like, just hearing someone say, you can't outrun death. Death is coming for all of us.
You threw a wrench in death's design. There's a ripple.
Yeah, Tony Todd said something like, people are living more when they're about to die. It's like, ugh.
I know. God. Like, you know what, though? I mean, at least he has a presence in the movie. Like, he has a presence. He always has a presence. Everything he ever did, he's so there. Like, he's awesome. He's awesome.
I saw someone say that there was a script for this movie or one of these movies that was going to be about first responders. And I was like, that makes more sense. Someone who has to save people. That's okay. I get it. You know, that makes more sense to like have interesting saving characters who are like heroes. You know, that would be really interesting instead of just a bunch of kids. Because I'm kind of sick of the kids.
I mean, it's all... But you know what, though? It wasn't all kids in part two. There were some kids, but there were adults. I mean, that woman got beheaded in the elevator and the guy on the motorcycle.
I think that's why we like two so much. It's like a bunch of asshole people.
Just asshole people.
I'm a little sick and tired of the one perv or racist.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that.
There's like a handful of characters like, well, I think that someone who wrote these movies was like, you know what? People like Friday the 13th because it's a bunch of assholes being killed.
Yeah.
But then it's like, that only can go for so long. You kind of want a hero. You kind of want to, you know, whatever they try.
Right.
But the problem with all these movies is it doesn't even seem satisfying when the assholes get killed.
Right.
When they die, it's just like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, God, that guy that's the bodybuilder that died. Oh, my God. Every movie has one. I'm like, oh, God, you're insufferable.
Seriously. Yeah. It's like, I know we're not supposed to care about them, but whatever. I was just thinking, I wish Regal would have done some kind of promo for this. You know, like...
What do you want, a coffin?
Popcorn. Popcorn boxes that are in the shape of a coffin. Or like a, you know what? A city bus. A city bus.
A popcorn. Fractured skull.
Like a city bus popcorn. Yeah. A fractured skull. Yeah. Like an eye socket that's kind of like the popcorn holder, you know?
A smashed elevator.
Yeah. Something cool. Come on, drop the ball on this one, Regal. Drop the ball. All right, let's go.
Let's go check it out.
Grandma, what's happening to us?
Years ago, I had a premonition that started it all.
I saw what death was about to do. I saved a lot of lives that night.
Everyone needs to get off the dance floor!
Lives that were never meant to be saved. But death doesn't like it when you mess with his plans.
This book, it will show you everything you need to know to keep our family safe. It all started with Grandma. Death is coming for us because we were never supposed to exist. Watch out!
Only by embracing death it pass you by.
Maybe death's not actually coming for our family. Because that would be crazy.
And we're back, everybody. So, Scotty, you know that saying, see a penny, pick it up, all day long you'll have good luck? Well, here's some advice for our listeners and for you, Scotty. If you see a penny, don't pick that shit up. No, you leave that shit because that penny's cursed.
That's death's penny.
Death's penny. There's no good luck attached to a penny that's on the ground, okay? No good luck.
Well, I'm going to say something to you. Maybe picking up a penny is a good idea if it's Final Destination 6 because damn, was this a good movie.
It sure was. Right, you are, Scotty.
Wow. I didn't expect Bloodlines and Part 6 to be the best one of the franchise.
I really didn't either. This has moved up to number one.
Wow. I had such a ball watching this movie.
I mean,
I didn't expect it.
I didn't either. I really didn't. But you know what? This is the first in the franchise that I actually gave a shit about the characters.
I cared about everybody. I enjoyed the plot.
Yeah.
The gore and deaths were incredible.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I'm pretty shocked too. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did. I mean, this is our first reaction, obviously, but this movie was a freaking hoot.
Yeah.
I mean, it had, you know, there was comedy, there was sadness, there was a lot of emotions. For a Final Destination movie to actually like bring you in like this, it was a breath of fresh air. You know, it was a fun movie.
It managed to find a way to make itself fascinating at all times. It was never dull. It even had, I would say, probably the best opening.
I think so too.
In the franchise. Like, yeah. I know that 2 is kind of beloved because it's such an insane thing that happens.
Yeah.
And it's also a worry that everybody has.
Of course.
But in this one, I don't know. There was something more human about everything that was happening, more realistic in a weird way, even. And also, they found a way to make it entertaining and funny at certain scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the gore was, like, so crazy. You know, it reminded me, like, I know a lot of people love this remake of the movie Ghost Ship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those movies that I don't particularly love it, but it does have this really great opening sequence where everybody gets cut in half.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's so shocking, and it's like, it feels like it's something you've never seen before, at least back then. So it kind of stuck in a lot of people's minds who saw it when it first came out. And I feel like this one has that feeling where it was like everything that was happening was so crazy, but it also fascinating. And also, the main character, the actress that we were talking about in the opening, is really good.
Yeah, she really is.
She, like, really is likable. Mm-hmm. We watched that show Stargirl on CW, and I would say that what's funny about that is it's not a great show, but we really just liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, is it because of this actress's charm?
She's just adorable. She's really, like, charming. She's really got that, like, girl next door kind of charm. And she's one of those people that's impossible, you know, with, like, you know how girls can get, like, catty and jealous? Just you can't cut her up because she's just so sweet and endearing and adorable. Like, you just, there's nothing you can say that's bad about her. She's just adorable.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about. I think if I had to say anything, yeah, I wish, because I was correct in my guess that this was going to be two different timelines.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens in this movie. We do get two timelines that affect, obviously make up the bloodline timeline, like title card.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it all make sense. We do get two different timelines. And unfortunately, the first timeline, we don't get to spend with that actress a lot.
Right. Yeah.
Which is kind of a shame because she is great in her small half of the movie.
Yes.
But what's really cool is the second half, the main actress is actually pretty interesting too and believable.
She is. I like the direction that they went with this movie. It was different from the other ones. It gave you like a solid group of characters that are all connected and not just like in a friends kind of way.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. It was they did a really good job.
You know what I gotta give credit to too, because we keep joking around about death in this franchise. Sorry, that's my throat clearing. In this franchise, we've been joking around about how death is is this kind of force that they're always gotta go, we gotta figure out his design, and it never mm-hmm. feels genuine. Like right. It always feels very goofy.
Yeah.
And in this one, I really like that they went, what? No, death is just a son of a bitch, and he really is out to get you.
Yeah.
And I love that. I don't know what it was about this movie where it felt like, no, that was actually a thing that was happening.
Yeah, well, in all these movies in this franchise, they seem to think that they have cheated death, you know, but they never do. You know, you're not gonna do it.
Yeah.
He's a fucker. And actually, one of the characters in the movie says, you know, this fucker thinks he's gonna get me or something. Let's beat this fucker at his own game or something. And talking about death.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, Lord.
It's so cheesy. But I don't know what it was, but it was like, no, I love it. I love that the entity of death that doesn't even exist or we don't get to see it
mm-hmm.
is really a bastard. And I love when characters recognize it, like, this guy's a prick. There's a part in this movie which I really, really enjoyed, is where the one of the characters goes, well, he's like, well, why do you think I'm going to die? And she's like, well, I don't, how could I die? And she's just like, I don't know, that thing could go into that thing, and that thing could fall into here and get you.
And there's kids over there playing with a ball.
And the ball can hit you in the face. And I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
I love that someone finally is recognizing how insane everything is around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if I saw a blade up against a tree, I also would worry and be concerned.
Yeah, I mean, these movies have definitely put it in your head like there's some shit that can go down. I mean, you can't even pick up a penny anymore off the ground. Not that you would anymore because, you know, they're filthy and gross. But just saying, you know, But everything is just like, it's part of death's design.
Oh,
you know, you can't walk past, like, you know, there's like a squirrel on that tree and it's going to freaking claw your eyeball out any minute.
I actually felt with every death, I felt like I could hear the death in the background of this movie laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, because it made me laugh every time something crazy would happen. Like,
right,
don't take this penny with you. Don't take it.
I know.
And it's like, I just felt it. I can actually feel in the movie the character laughing about everything. And yeah. I was just laughing along. I really had a good time.
It's funny too, because, you know, it's like a sign, because, you know, pennies, you know, they're fuckers. So you better just watch it, okay? Because I don't think you should trust a penny.
I love that we just keep talking about pennies, but there's so much more.
Also, you can't go to a hospital either.
You can't do
anything.
There's
no place safe on Earth.
Every time something moved in this movie, I laughed because I knew where they were going to go with it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know how this is going to work, but yeah. I know how this person's going to die.
Yeah.
And I love that I knew how it would happen, but I didn't know how we would get to it.
Right.
And every time the connecting to it was so much fun to watch that I was really on board. I cannot believe they took this really cheesy, tired premise of the series and somehow made it very fun.
Yeah.
Every single time. It never, and I will say that I actually was shocked and looked at you 3 or 4 times on this movie because some of the gore was just so unbelievable.
It was, you know, and I was afraid there was going to be like overly CG, like some of the other ones
it looked good.
Yeah, but like this time it looked good. It didn't look overly goofy and ridiculous, like it was coming out of the screen at you.
Yeah,
you know?
There's one that they linger on it, and it will definitely stick in your brain because it's hard to unsee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can see that particular actor ever again without thinking about that thing. So
I know what you're talking about.
There's a lot of good here. And I will say that I made fun of this, these directors. There's like a, you know, 2 director team and they haven't done much. They've done some weird stuff like the Kim Possible movie and which I didn't know was a live action thing that they made. It's supposed to be terrible. But I made a joke that the one thing I did know from them was Leprechaun Origins. And I will say that Leprechaun Origins actually is a decent remake. It's not great, but it was actually way better than it needed to be. And I remember going, when we watched it, I was like, this is actually not the worst thing I've ever seen. It's not great. It's very low budget, but I was shocked by it. So I made a joke about it, but I have to give them credit. They managed to do that, and they managed to do it even more so here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but this Final Destination actually looks the best.
It does, yeah.
Like, the acting is better.
Well, it might have a lot to do with the fact that, what is it, 14 years?
It's been 14 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's 14 years since the last movie, and so things have, you know, progressed.
I know that, but there was something very... Every time we watched the other movies, we kept saying, oh, that's definitely on the Universal back lot.
Yeah.
You know, or that's definitely, oh, I know that building right there that's in this, you know. Everything felt very fake and very studio.
Mm-hmm.
This movie, I didn't really feel it. Like, I just felt like I believed it. I was in the universe, like 100% in.
Yeah.
Even though I knew it was cheesy.
Yeah. I mean, there are some cheesy things, you know, that person would never act like that sort of kind of thing. And some of the things that happened in the movie were, you know, questionable, I guess. But overall, it made for a really good entertainment. And
yes.
I think this movie was definitely elevated and pushed number 2 out of the number 1 spot.
I think so, too. This is definitely my favorite. This is how well done I think it is that one point, a lot of movies we've seen where we go, that doesn't make sense, and it takes you out of the movie, and you're like thinking about it, and you're like, I know I'm going to bring this up afterwards in the review, because this is ridiculous. How does this make sense to this? And then the movie actually went, this is how that happened. And I was like, damn, They actually did it. They actually thought that thing out.
They thought it out. Yeah, and like the other ones was just like a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but...
It's not only that. It's like, you know, you see in movies where you go, why would this thing ever, how would that happen? How would this thing ever happen?
How would they put it together?
Well, and not only that, it's just like something small, like what we actually just whispered to each other during the movie, like, well, that, how are they going to explain that?
Right.
And they're never going to explain that. You just assume they're never going to explain it. So you're going to go, well, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I'll bring it up during the review. And then during the last half of the movie, they actually said, this is how that happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. Like, they didn't need to do this. No other movie would even give this a second thought.
No.
They actually thought this out. And it's very, oh, by the way, if we're going to say positives more, Tony Todd got a very great send-off in this film.
It was very well done. It was more touching than I think that it needed to be, because it really just smacked you a little bit, you know? Like, Tony Todd's a national treasure, and we lost him. I think he was too young, you know? We lost Absolutely. Him too soon. And
he knew, too, and that's why I think he did this, to say what he wanted yeah. to say. And I very cool.
And he did have, it was a good moment for him. But also, it was a kind of like a gut punch for the rest of us, too, you know? Because we're like, we love Tony Todd, and so that was kind of hard.
I'm impressed by it.
It was kind of hard, but I was kind of proud of the moment that he had. And
I like that he had the chance to do that in a movie, especially this franchise, which is weird that yeah. this is his franchise. He's been in all of them but one now.
Yeah.
And I like that they gave him that moment, and it was like, I don't know if he was able to write some of his own dialogue, because it was pretty damn well done.
It seemed like it came from him.
Exactly.
And you know, to be sick like that and then have this movie about death be your last, like your, you know, last thing that you do. I mean, that's brave and heart-wrenching and brilliant, you know? Like, yeah. I just feel it was a gut punch, but I really enjoyed this movie overall, I'm glad that he did that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that he was a part of this.
Well, let's move on to negatives now. I would say that negatives are easy. The problem with this franchise in a whole is that we kind of know where we're going. There's only two ways these movies can end.
Yeah.
And that formula, it can be a little like, okay,
mm-hmm.
it's the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to fault it for doing exactly what this franchise does, but it can feel a little stale. It can feel a little like been there, done that.
Yeah, we knew what direction this was going.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of times where this movie actually does this thing too, which I kind of on the fence of how I feel about it, where I think it's a positive and I think it's a negative. They went out of their way to overboard characters and melodrama.
Yeah.
That the movie doesn't really care that it's there, but they did it so their characters feel a little more real.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a positive, while also feeling like the unnecessary melodrama that didn't go anywhere kind of feels hollow.
Yeah. Yeah, they added in that drama that we really didn't need at all.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I mean, it was filmed very, very well. It was not poorly acted. There was no shitty dialogue. The dialogue was, you know, decent. So, what?
Well, I was saying negatives, and you went right back into the positives.
Oh, did I? No, I'm trying to think of the negatives now.
Oh, did I? I would say that you already said a negative, and I think that's something to talk about too, is that some of the characters do act in certain times, like a little more less phased after seeing crazy things.
See, but that's always been, yeah, that's always been the issue with these movies, and that's I didn't want to say it because it's kind of like a spoiler. One of the actors in this movie acts like nothing's happening. There's two that act like nothing is happening. They're completely unfazed by what's going on.
I will have to talk about who you think that is, because like I do think that there's always like I would say there's a reason for it, but there is one. I would say probably two. Maybe we're talking about the same people then, because there are two people in this movie that are very much background characters that don't exactly matter to this movie.
Those are the ones I'm talking about, but if they're background characters, you have to at least give them a chance to, you know, feel something. They're in there for a reason.
They feel like they should be important.
Right.
To what's happening in this movie, and they don't.
But they, and so, they're just there, and then they're not.
Yes, and because of that, that also feels a little, it kind of ruins a little bit of the character stuff that they're doing in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's also a negative. But otherwise, if
I
you're
going... I have more, though. I have more negatives, please. But I can't really say...
Without spoiling.
Without spoiling. But there was just... it seemed like there was like a bubble of this core group, you know, that never leaves the core group. Unlike in the other movies where there were police, there were, you know, other like FBI agents or other people that had an inkling of what was going on. In this particular movie, there was only one core group. Like, nobody else knew anything or even sensed anything.
Yeah.
Like, people are dropping like flies, and there's no outside person that comes in and be like, what the fuck? You know? Like, a great Uncle Sal or something coming down and be like, hey, you know, where's my nephew? It's something.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's nobody else. It's just this group of people.
I think that might actually be one of the things that makes this movie work so well, is they're not bogging us down with unnecessary other characters, which I did kind of enjoy in 5, but there was a reason for it. And in this one, I feel like if we would have had like a cop character or doctors or like EMTs or anybody come into this movie, I think it would have slowed down the madness.
No, I guess you're right.
I don't know. I
maybe it would have dragged it down a little because there was just too much. Like, they kind of like...
Too much.
So they trimmed the fat, really, is what they did. They trimmed the fat.
They got right to the punches over and over. And I think I kind of respect it.
I get it.
When you're doing a movie like this, you really don't want to overpack it, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of want to get to the punches. You want to get to those big moments, which is in this movie... The gore sequences, the crazy deaths, the mouse traps, you know?
Yeah, see, I'm struggling right now to find negatives, but I know that if I think this through, this is just my first, you know,
this is our take. Right after theater.
Yeah. I mean, every movie has negatives. Mine have to do with spoilers, so I can't say anything. But there are negatives. But like I said, this movie was fun. It was a fun movie overall.
And here's the most maddening thing of all. I feel like I want to give this a 7.
I'm giving it a 7.
I can't believe I'm going to give a Final Destination movie a 7.
Because it was fun.
I was enjoying the hell out of this film.
What does it matter if it's a Final Destination movie?
Oh, I'm just saying, because all these movies have been very like mediocre or teetering on that 5, like going to a 6 or a 4. Yeah. Every time I'm like, "Oh my god, like I think it's 4 in particular, I think is terrible. I'm like, I'm giving it a 4, that one. And it's like some of the, almost all the other ones, I'm like a 5 and then maybe 2 6s. Okay. And that's being generous with the 6s.
I have two 6s for part 2 and part 1.
Yeah, I have it for 5 and 2.
But now I'm pushing number 2 out of that spot and I'm going to give it to this one because this one was... It was just better. It was more well done. It was, the characters were more likable, which is important. Because, like, when you have characters that are likable, you don't want to see them die.
Yeah.
You know? And I kind of felt bad in some instances for some of these people. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Am I saying too much or too little or what?
I don't know. I think you've repeated the same thing.
Oh, have I? You know what? I'm tired. Okay. I've had a long day.
What I was just saying, though, was like, I'm shocked. You said, why would you be shocked about a 7 for a Final Destination movie? It's only because they've all been so the premise is watching people get caught in these traps.
I mean, yeah.
And a lot of people could say that for like Saw movies. And I disagree with that because I feel like there's a good thriller in each one of those movies. Like, we don't know where the twist is going to be. We don't know who the villain's going to be, how they're going to get out of it. There's something there here. To this, there's only, no, we're just watching people die.
No, but that's what you're doing in Saw also.
No, it's kinda, I disagree.
I mean, you're not, and yes, you are rooting for some of the people, but at the end, it's like, you know.
There's a thriller there. There's a chase between the good guy and the bad guy getting out of the trap. Whoever's getting in the trap, like, there's always like a twist of what the ending's going to be. You never know where everything's going to be, if it's a part of the timeline. That's a very interesting, like, series. We're not just watching the deaths, although those are good too.
Yeah,
they're there as a part of the story.
Right.
Here, literally, there is no escape.
No.
You know, there's no escape. Like, and that's what we're waiting for. And it, because of that, this shouldn't be this fun. But this year of movies, I've, you know, been like, yeah, this is fine. This one, I was like, the whole time I was laughing, the whole movie.
Yeah, I was laughing a lot too. I mean, not because it was like hysterically funny or goofy, but because like, there was some of those like, whoa, kind of moments where like the gore would hit and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just can't help but like, whoa, that's cool.
I think I'm landing on a 7, at least for now. I'll probably think about it, and if I ever see the movie again, I'll go, well, I was a little overboard. But yeah. At this moment in time, I don't have much hate for this. This is a fun, you go to the movies, you get popcorn. This is the perfect kind of movie for that.
It is. If you're a horror fan, it's a good movie to, sit and eat popcorn and with your blankie and just have a good time, because that's exactly what happened. And at the risk of repeating myself, because I'm really tired, I'm not going to repeat myself. I'm going to say, don't pick up any freaking pennies. That's the only repeat you'll get. That's it. It's serious. Serious matter. Because that penny could have been involved in Death's design.
If I had a penny for every time Joe brought up pennies in this
podcast. I'm just saying. Don't pick it up unless it's a $20 bill.
I would have one 50 cents. I'd have 50 cents.
You're just making shit up right now. I'm just trying to save our listeners' lives.
Well, we recommend this movie.
Yeah, go see it.
I think it's a C.
Support your local theater.
Yeah, honestly. All right, guys. Until next time, hit us up on social media at Just Another Movie on Instagram. And Joe at The Crafty Misfit. And tell us what you think. If you disagree with us, I'd love to hear it. All right, until next time. Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.